Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
My zip code is 43608.
43608. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Can I ask your name, please?
It is Christy Billings.
All right. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please, Ms. Christy?
As of right now, no. What my problem is you guys have taken out two payments out of my account, and I don't even know who you are, and you guys are what you guys do, and I don't know why money's taking out of my account.
Give me one second, man. We're a factory direct store. It's an online store. Excuse me. And this is due to that contest entry where you entered in for that mixer, and it stated in the terms and conditions that the account would be billed for other offers. And that offer that you received was a meal plan app that came through to your email. And that app mainly focuses on real food to boost energy, cut sugar, and carb cravings. That's what came along with that mixer.
What mixer?
It was a contest entry for a mixer.
I never did one.
So you don't remember going in and paying a couple of dollars to win that KitchenAid appliance?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate, because if so, I have to connect you to our fraud department if you feel that someone could be fraudulently using your account.
Yeah, because I didn't do any of that. And like I said, you guys have taken money out of my account twice, and almost $60. I don't have that money.
All right. And I can tell once I explain that contest entry to you. A lot of customers, when they do go in and enter for that mixer or that Dyson, they are aware of it once that it's been announced to them. So I could tell that you didn't. So if you give me a couple seconds, I'm going to cancel this account, and I'm going to transfer you to our fraud department where you can speak with them about those charges, Ms. Christie.
Please, because I can't. I wouldn't know. I don't do that stuff. I don't even order anything online or do anything like that online.
Understood, ma'am. I can tell.
I mean, that's quite a bit of money I've lost, and
I'm pretty sure that gets you taken care of.
I'd like the money back if I can get it back. I mean, because I obviously did not do that.
Understood, ma'am. They'll get you squared away, Ms. Billings. And can I ask you this? That 1007 Clay Avenue in Toledo, that's your address?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
But yeah, no, I don't do this at all. I don't know.
I could tell. Because we do have a lot of customers get there.
I had another incident came up that was somebody telling me that I need to pay for a body camera that I got. I never got a body camera. I never did, and I mean, I think I got caught up in a fraud thing somehow, but they had my information, but, you know, like I told them, it's just upsetting that, you know, I had to try to take care of some.
We'll get you squared away, though. I promise you, by the time this phone call over, you won't be upset anymore.
Okay, I'd appreciate it, because, like I said, I don't do any of this stuff. I don't do any of that online. I don't even order things online.
All right, this is what has taken place. I got you canceled out, and I got you on a clear line. I get you straight to a supervisor, Ms. Billings, and you can speak with them about those charges.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, thank you, and I thank you for calling customer support. Hang tight for me for one second, please.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, thank you.